Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Steelers had a chance to win the AFC North last night, but the Bengals, oh, they had other ideas, shocking their division rival.
Roethlisberger back to throw. Fires a pass. It's intercepted.
Nice.
Picked off at the 38-yard line.
Ben Roethlisberger threw it right to him.
Runs after faking to Piron. He's to the 15, the 10. Middle of the field. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Ryan Finley.
The Bengals are dominating the Steelers, and I had no idea that it would be that way.
Cincinnati's second-year quarterback Ryan Finley making his first start of the season, leading Cincinnati to the stunning 27-17 win. He only threw for 89 yards and a touchdown, but his 23-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter proved to be the game winner. His opposite number, Ben Roethlisberger, had 170 yards passing to go along with a touchdown and interception. But get this, the Steelers are the first team in NFL history to lose multiple games in which they entered with 11-plus wins and the opponent entered with four or fewer wins. Remember, they also lost to the then 4-7 Washington football team back in Week 13. Head coach Mike Tomlin was rather blunt in his assessment of his team.
We're not a good football group right now, and so we understand the consequences that come with that. We're working on a short week. We got to be better than what we've been, and that's just the reality of it. Should we better not be confident after a performance like that? I'm not concerned about our confidence. We got work to do.
Yes, lots of work to do, Coach. The Browns, they're sitting there smiling because they're now one game behind the first-place Steelers in the AFC North. Well, much is going to be made of Washington head coach Ron Rivera facing the team he coached for nearly 9 years when the Washington football team hosts the Panthers this Sunday. But Rivera says revenge isn't on his mind. His football team can clinch the NFC East with a win and a Giants loss. But will he see his former running back, Christian McCaffrey, this week? Inquiring minds want to know. Yesterday, Carolina head coach Matt Rhule saying whether McCaffrey plays Sunday depends on if he's able to practice this week. McCaffrey's been limited to 3 games, so he won't be named to a second Pro Bowl. As for this year's honorees, Patrick Mahomes has been named to his 3rd Pro Bowl. The Super Bowl MVP was the league's top vote-getter by the fans. The Chiefs and Packers tied the Ravens and Seahawks with the league-best 7 players to make the Pro Bowl. The Cowboys, Jets, Bengals, Jaguars, and Panthers were the 5 teams without an All-Star this season. It's only the 3rd time in franchise history the Cowboys were without a Pro Bowl selection. They also did not have an All-Star in 1986 or 1989. As for the game itself, the NFL will continue its Pro Bowl partnership with ESPN and ABC with a 2-hour special airing on Pro Bowl Sunday. Showcase, highlight, and honor the 88 best players in the game. Then on NFL Network, EA Madden is hosting a virtual simulated Pro Bowl game with 2021 Pro Bowlers and celebrities facing off within Madden NFL 21. That's Pro Bowl Sunday, January 31st. Now on Christmas Day, it's an NFC showdown in New Orleans. The Vikings are fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive, while the Saints have their sights set on locking in the top seed in the NFC. Then, it's an NFL feast. 3 games on a Saturday. Start today at 1 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network as Tom Brady and the Bucks take on Matthew Stafford and the Lions. Then at 4:30, the 49ers face the Cardinals on Prime Video. And finish up your NFL Saturday back on NFL Network as Tua and the Dolphins battle Josh Jacobs and the Raiders at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, don't forget to catch Good Morning Football to see if anybody can pull off the upset and claim the coveted scepter from Titans running back Derrick Henry. I don't think anybody's going to take it away from him. In fact, they should probably name the scepter after him. It's going to be tough. It is going to be tough to beat him in the latest installment of Angry Runs. Plus, my man Nate Burleson brings up some amazing grabs and footwork and toe crack swag. That's today from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. Well, my work is done here, people. I'm Will Self, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.